In 2009, a group of Kevin Smith fans converged on Brantford, Ontario, Canada. Sent there to play hockey, they soon discovered their mission was full of hijinks, shenanigans, and a whole lot of beer and poutine. Having survived their first year in the Great White North, they return every year to continue the tradition. But in 2015, three of them decided to document their adventures, trials, and tribulations. If you have come to laugh, cry, or simply enjoy yourself at their expense, then you have come to the right place. You have come to Jim's Barbecue.
Welcome to Jim's Barbecue.
That sounded very energetic.
I was into it, and then thanks for the support, guys.
It was just dead silence.
Well, if you do the intro, you typically intro the people on it too.
I know. I thought you guys were gonna be like, oh hey. Well, anyway, welcome to Jim's Barbecue, as I said, and welcome back, Mike. First of all,
he's back in the country
from your travels abroad. Yeah. And we also got Jim here.
Hello, everybody.
And of course, I'm Dylan.
Hi, Dylan. How you doing?
Nobody can forget Dylan.
I'm eager to hear about your travels, Mike.
Well, man, you know, you forgot a couple things. You do the intro and you just leave stuff out.
I know, yeah. But I'm excited.
I understand that, but you got our
social media presence.
You got our social media presence.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JimsBBQPod. You can also email us at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
So what are you drinking there this afternoon, Dylan?
I'm drinking a beer that my co-manager brought back from Rushing Duck Brewing Company. They're in Orange County, New York, and this is a beer called Divided by Zero. It's an Imperial Session Pale Black India Pale Ale, which it's actually none of those things. I think that this is sort of poking fun at all the, you know, the kind of weird varieties of beers out there. It's just like a double IPA, but it's fucking good. It's resiny, it's piney, it's got good malt, it smells great, it's delicious, and it's not like super high in alcohol.
Awesome.
And it comes in a can.
Oh, even better. Orange County, New York. You know, that's the home of Orange County Choppers.
Wait a minute. I thought you guys preferred bottles.
No. I have no opposition to cans. Canning is actually slightly more, like, better for the beer, right, Mike? In some aspects?
Yes, actually, because it emits less light into the vessel that the beer is in.
Yeah. It just took a little while for some companies to get the right canning methods down, because I've had some craft beer out of cans that was not so good, but this one I poured into a glass.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's all about like the insides of the can and what, you know, if they're using some sort of sealant, like a chemical to not cause the beer to lose its freshness.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Or to lose it as quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, the beers will still fall off a little bit. Like, one of the most famous ones, you know, out there right now that's out of a can is Heady Topper.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you drink a week-old Heady Topper and you drink a month-old Heady Topper, there's going to be a difference.
It's meant to be just
drunk. It's meant to be drunk as fresh as possible.
And from the can.
And from the can, yeah.
So, but I think this beer I have, you can drink either from the can or you can pour in a glass. So,
sure.
But you know, like Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, in my opinion, actually, I think tastes better from the can than it does from the bottle.
Yeah. See, I was always under the impression that bottling was better, but I guess I learned something.
It used to be the case.
Okay.
I mean, back.
I think it's actually cheaper now for some reason.
Bottling or canning?
I'm sorry, I'm getting it backwards. I think bottling is more expensive because you have to craft the glass a certain way.
Okay.
Canning's relatively cheap, I think. I'm hoping I got that accurate. But no, canning has kind of become like a new thing with craft beer. I mean, there's some companies that just do only cans.
Well, sure. I mean, well, for the most part, like Anderson Valley, for instance, a lot of their stuff is canned. They do some 22-ounce bottles, but the majority of their stuff is canned. Oscar Blues is strictly canning.
Yeah.
They don't do anything bottle-wise.
Yeah, and all their stuff is great. Although, I wouldn't drink... what's their stout?
10-50?
Yeah, I wouldn't drink 10-50 out of the can.
Oh, fuck no.
It's a little much.
Yeah. You know, but the other thing,
great beer, regardless.
The other thing I like about cans is, and well, a lot of the music festivals I go to are require you to not have any glass. So the fact that there's a lot of
that makes sense.
Yeah, the fact that there's a lot of craft brews now that are available in cans is a bonus. You know, you can find a lot of great stuff out there that's in cans. So it's absolutely pretty awesome.
Was the McKellar, was that out of a can?
The what?
The McKellar that you brought to the Rebellion? No, that was out of
I don't think, well, I was going to say I don't think I had anything in cans at Rebellion, but then again, I had just been in Vermont, so I had a ton of second fiddle with me and a bit of Huddy Topper with me as well.
What are you drinking, Mike?
I'm drinking a Duclaw, speaking of Rebellion and that weekend, I'm drinking a Duclaw Euphoria Toffee Nut Brown Ale.
I've had that one.
It's not bad. It's pretty good. It's got a nice roastiness to it. It's a good fall beer.
You know who did a really awesome banana nut brown? Was
Kuka?
Kuka.
Yeah, I've had awesome. That one. It's pretty good.
The triple wasn't great, but that beer was good.
So, Jim, are you having one of your famous Sprecher's cream sodas?
By default, yes. Is there any replacement?
Come on, Sprecher's. You know you want to sponsor us.
Yes, you do.
You want to outfit Jim head to toe in a Sprecher's t-shirt, Sprecher's socks, underwear,
hat, beanie,
hat, hockey jersey. He wants it all.
Gladly sport that.
Yeah.
And drink it.
Dylan, from what I remember the last time we talked, you had a story you wanted to tell.
I feel like we should talk about it at the end. It might be a good closing story.
Okay.
But it's just, I'll give a little like preview of it. I mean, it was just the most out of the blue thing that's happened to me in a long time. And really kind of took me aback. We'll talk about that later. We did have a pretty cool end of the month weekend in Brooklyn, sort of like to cap off my birthday.
Oh, right. Yeah. Like the concert you went to. And
yeah. So I went out to Brooklyn. Well, first okay. I met one of my friends for a couple of drinks at a really good bar in New York City called the Ginger Man. They have an excellent selection of craft beer. And then I went out to Brooklyn and I went to go see Garbage, the band from the 90s, Shirley Manson, you know.
Right.
Awesome band. Cool. Probably one of my favorites. Definitely one of my favorite albums is their first album. And that concert was fucking awesome, except for the fact that when I got there, I had my tickets on my phone on the Live Nation app. And wouldn't you know it, all the servers went down.
Oh, great.
So we missed the opener, which was a band named Torres. And I think that's the name of the girl in the band. I'm not very familiar, but I was kind of bummed because I had heard good things about the band, but we missed them.
Wait a minute. Let's take dial it back a second here. So
what?
You don't get an email with your tickets in it? Because like when I've used Ticket Nation or anything, I typically get an email or whatever, so I don't have to rely on the app.
I did, and I tried accessing it, and I could not get onto the website was down, the server was, everything was down. Everything Ticketmaster, Live Nation related was completely down.
So that timing was great.
Yeah. Luckily, just went into the box office, gave him my driver's license, gave me two physical tickets, which was awesome, because I actually do like to have physical tickets, unless they cost money to ship or whatever. Otherwise, I just go e-ticket. And we went inside and had great seats, like smack dab in the center orchestra about 14 rows back, and they were awesome. They played the whole first album. They played a bunch of B-sides. They did a cover. It was a phenomenal concert. Charlie Manson made a lot of speeches. It was great. And then the next day, I stayed over in Brooklyn. My mom took me to the Tapped Beer Fest at the Barclays Center, which was, it was okay. It wasn't the best venue for a beer fest, and everyone kind of didn't know how to approach it, and going from booth to booth, and we thought it ended, typically these beer fests have like it's usually not an all day affair because you'll get, you know, trashed. And we went for the 12:30 and we thought it ended at 4, but it ended at like 3:15. So we missed out on like some good places like Stone and what was the other one? Cigar City, and a few other ones. But we had a couple other good ones. It was an all right event. It wasn't great. And then we just went out to dinner, had some really good Spanish food at a local place, and then drove home. And that was my awesome end of October weekend.
Very nice.
But it probably was not. Oh, well, we have some other stuff to talk about. I'm just really eager to hear about Mike's vacation.
Yeah, back on the heels of the cruise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a trip.
That's usually what you say about a person. Oh, they're a trip.
Well, I mean, I had a great time, and I'll preface it with that. And I think Liz had a great time, and it was right around our wedding anniversary. So we kind of celebrated that. And,
well, happy anniversary.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Thanks. This was year 11 now, so we're chugging right along.
11 years married or 11 years together?
11 years married, dude.
It's impressive.
How long together, though?
Coming up on 16.
Ah, very cool.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it was cool. And in fact, I think, well, we can announce that now. We're actually planning a Jim's BBQ Pod fan cruise.
Yeah, next year.
We're going to need some fans for that fan cruise.
Dude, we got tons already. Well,
yeah, yeah.
We have like three followers.
Yeah.
And they're talking right now.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, we're looking, I think, at January 2017, if I'm not mistaken, from what I've seen. But you know, that should be pretty cool if we get that off the ground. We'll pass along those details as that goes. But in any event, yeah, the vacation started. I took like a half day from work, and we have two cats and a dog, as some of you might know, and we board Annie, our dog, and one of our cats at this kennel, probably about 35 minutes away from our house. And our other cat, Pepper, who is, in one word, is a bitch.
Hey, Pepper kind of likes me.
I was going to say, that's reason. Dylan's buddy.
Yeah.
That's Dylan's buddy.
Typically goes to our aunt's house. And so that was the plan. Was that we were going to take Duffy and Annie to the kennel, and we were going to take Pepper over to Liz's aunt's house. I get home after a half day of work. I get Annie all leashed up and whatnot, and get her collar on her. We don't keep her collar with her tags on it because she just doesn't like it. And then
but she's awesome anyways.
Oh yeah, yeah. But I mean, none of our animals ever have their tags on them or anything like that because none of them like them. So, and all of them are mostly in the house, like I said. So I get Annie all ready to go. And then I also have to put Duffy in a pet carrier. So I get Duffy into the pet carrier really easily. And off we go, which drive goes off with mostly without a hitch. Annie.
So you just left Pepper at the house? Which cat did you bring? Did you not bring? I heard you only like got one in there.
Well, right. They're not going to be in the same pet carrier.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, so one's carried and one's what? Roman?
What? No. I'm just going to the kennel. We'll drop Pepper off to Sans' house later.
Okay.
Like, cause I got some running around to do. I had some errands to run. I ended up going out and doing some beer shopping while I was waiting to pick up Liz from work. There's a whole lot of stuff I had to take care of.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
The whole time, like, Duffy is just whining and crying in the carrier as we're driving along. And, we get about halfway there and I'm like, man, I was like, something smells in here. I was like, either Annie farted or something something occurred. I was like, this isn't good. So
right away the dog's blamed.
Well, yeah, I mean she's older, so yeah. But Duffy continues to whine and cry a little bit, right? So we finally get to the kennel and Annie's just jacked up the whole time, just wanting to get into the front of the I'm actually driving Liz's car. mind you. So she wants to get into the front seat, and we have her tied. I have her tied to a clip in the back of Liz's car. So she's getting all jacked up, and I'm having to deal with her while driving down highways, you know, so it's just stressful as fucking can be, right? So I get her all situated inside this kennel area that we take her to, and then I get Duffy, and Duffy's still in the carrier, and the lady at this kennel takes her, Duffy first to the back and to put him into a caged area. And she comes back out after like probably about 5 or 10 minutes. And she's like, we had a little bit of an issue. I'm like, oh, she's like, yeah, he had a little bit of an accident in the carrier while you were driving here. And at first I thought she pointed something out. And it looked like he just peed a little, like maybe he just got a little, you know, bladder anxious or whatever. Well, I get back home after dropping them off and doing the errands I had. I picked Liz up, and I was like, yeah, he had a little bit of a problem. So Liz goes to grab the carrier out of the back. It's like, no, he shit all over the damn thing.
Nice.
Yeah. So then we had to take Pepper, like I said, the bitchy cat, over to Liz's aunt's house. And, man, maybe we should have gotten some drugs. We literally tried for an hour and a half to get that cat into a carrier to take her over to Liz's aunt's house, and we just couldn't get her in. I mean, she was snipping at us and biting at us, and finally I just looked at Liz. I was like, we can't keep doing this. If we get bit or we get cut or anything, we could get sick on this cruise ship that we're going on. I was like, this is dangerous. I was like, we could probably just have my dad, you know, come over and scoop the litter box, you know, every day and, you know, feed her and, you know, be done with it. So that's ultimately what we ended up doing. But, oh, my God, literally an hour and a half, guys. I'm not even joking.
Wow.
Just yeah. Dealing with a frigging cat.
Yeah, trying to wrangle the cat. We get up the next morning. Our flight left Rochester at 5:55. And I don't get up that early. Nor am I very happy to get up that early. So,
God, I am like, you and I are so different. If I have to be up early somewhere, I'm like, bam, I'll be up 3 hours before I have to be somewhere.
Fuck all that, dude.
Yeah, so I was up at 4. We left our house at like 4:30, which you're like, shit, man, that's not a lot of time to get to the airport. But you got to remember, this is Rochester. So, you don't really, the security line is nothing and all that, you know, it's not a big deal.
You don't even live that far from the airport.
No, it's like 20 minutes. You know, we get through all the security and all that bullshit, you know, and there's a few people there, and it wasn't that bad. But we get onto our plane and we're getting ready to take off. And I didn't know about all these new rules now. Like, you can use like your small electronic devices like throughout takeoff and everything. Right.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's really awesome. So we have this.
Not unless you're going to Canada.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They will not let you listen to your iPod during takeoff and landing. It drives me fucking crazy.
They won't let you listen to it?
No, because the only thing I want to do on a plane when I'm taking off and landing is, like, I just want to, like, listening to music and, like, trying to sleep. Because odds are I'm either up really early and I didn't get a lot of sleep beforehand.
Sure.
Or I'm, like, it's just nice to just kind of take a nap and listen to, like, the white noise of the engine with some music or whatever.
Okay.
Air Canada will not let you do it, and I don't know why.
Is it just Air Canada, or is it other airlines?
It's just Air Canada. Every time I've flown, you know, United or or whatever the, you know, what are some other airlines in the States?
American
Airline,
Southwest,
Southwest. Every time I've flown on those flights, nothing. They don't care. You could be passed out, and they wouldn't give a shit.
Huh. Like, if you fly those ones to Canada, do they let you?
Oh, I've never flown those to Canada. I've only flown Air Canada at
it. Okay, anyway, I was just curious. So. I thought, I was wondering if it was like a Canadian rule or if it was like a particular airline rule.
It's only been on the Canadian airline, so.
Okay. We get onto this plane and we're getting seated and everything, and it was a small enough plane that had one stewardess on it. And holy shit, I don't know what the fuck she was hopped up on. But it must have been like 7 Red Bulls and like a huge pile of coke. She was just
some 5-hour energy.
Oh my god, dude, she was just, it was just crazy how, like, we were just calling her the perky stewardess, because I mean everything, I mean, like when she was making the safety announcements, it was just total like stream of consciousness, like just bam. And you know, you were just like, holy shit,
what, like she was really into it.
Oh yeah, at you know 5:40 in the morning. I'm like, nobody gets up like that, or anybody I know.
Maybe they just put her on all the early flights.
Maybe.
Because they're like, she's great for them.
Yeah. So she wasn't the only weird thing about this flight. So like I was saying, like they had, you know, you could use like your small electronic devices, you know, throughout the flight. So we get on the plane and there's this kid behind us. When I mean kid, I mean like probably someone about your age, Dylan.
Well, not really a kid, but I guess.
Younger guy, but not young, you know, younger than 20, I'll say. And he's got his headphones in and whatever they're attached to, iPod, phone or whatever. Liz and I are just sitting there and I'm looking at my tablet. I was reading or playing Candy Crush or something. And we suddenly realize he's listening to the same song over and over again on repeat for 45 minutes.
Okay. Now, I'm guilty of listening to a song repeatedly, but probably not for 45 minutes.
Why would you do that?
I like songs, so I just like to listen to it over a couple times.
Yeah, so his song of choice for the first 45 minutes of the flight was most famously from Beverly Hills Cop.
Axel F?
Yes.
Oh, that's kind of obnoxious.
It was so fucking obnoxious.
Like, I would at least turn my volume down, you know? So, like, people wouldn't know that I was being a complete loser.
I wouldn't call him a loser, but I would just question his sanity.
Maybe he just discovered a song.
Like, wow, what is this? I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
It is pretty catchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for 45 minutes, maybe it was like one of those YouTube videos where it's like 10 hours of the same thing. And he just found a 10-hour loop of the Beverly Hills Cop theme.
Yeah, but how would you play YouTube in a plane with no...
Well, planes have, some of them have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I don't know. He finally did switch. I can't remember what he switched to, but
did he switch to Herbie Hancock?
Herbie Hancock song? I turned him off after a while, like just out of my stream of consciousness. You know, I was just trying to not pay attention to him. The good thing about flying out that early though is that we got to Tampa. Like tremendously early. Like we were in Florida by 11 o'clock.
Oh, that was a 6-hour flight, Jesus.
5 hours, dude.
Or 5 hours, sorry.
Your math is failing you.
No, I know. I was thinking I was thinking you left it at an hour earlier. But that's a fairly long flight, I guess, typically.
Well, I mean, we flew from here to Washington, DC.
Oh, okay. Did you have a layover?
And then, like, an hour.
Okay.
So enough time to, like, walk from the gate that we got in at to the new gate, sit around for, like, 15 minutes, and then start boarding the next plane.
That's pretty much what it is.
I mean, it was beautiful. So, I mean, I'm not complaining. We were there by 11 o'clock. It was awesome, you know? I was like, that's great timing. So luckily we were able to... get into our hotel room right then and there. So I don't know if either of you ever been to Tampa.
Yeah,
no,
it's a pretty cool city. I don't know how much you've done, Jim, but I really dug the downtown area, even though it doesn't get a whole lot of play.
Ybor City?
No, we weren't even in Ybor City. Well, we did go to dinner there when we were coming back. Like after the cruise, we stayed a couple days and we went to dinner there. We went to a brew pub and it was okay. But no, we actually stayed right in downtown, like right on the river. You know how they got that river walk thing? Yep. I don't know if Yeah, we stayed like at a Sheraton right there, and it was pretty cool. A couple enjoying food like I do, I just did some research, you know, on downtown eateries and stuff like that. And I ran out when we got to our room and everything and snagged lunch from this place called Taco Bus, which was really cool. It was they just had really good, amazing fast food, sort of Mexican. The other cool thing is that night we went out to dinner kind of for like our anniversary, and we went to this place called the Anise Gastro Bar. Like anise, like the, you know, like licorice.
Okay.
It's got that anise flavor. And it was really...
It sounds like you're pronouncing anise funny.
Yeah, I know. That's why I wanted to make sure that you didn't think of it as that, Dylan, because I knew you'd go right to the anise.
Well, too bad I did.
There was no way to avoid that.
But they had really, really great food and really great cocktails. Like, we sat up at the bar for the most of the evening and watched their bartenders just make these amazing drinks. I had one beer there, and then I switched over to cocktails for the rest of the night. Downing mojitos like they were going out of style.
Oh, I love mojitos.
Oh, and their mojitos were amazing.
Well, mojitos are good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, we celebrated our anniversary there. We had amazing food, amazing dessert and everything. It was great. I mean, it really great food. If you're ever in downtown Tampa, it's a place to go, man. We got up the next morning, and luckily our hotel had a shuttle that would take us anywhere in downtown, including the cruise port. We got right on the ship at like about 1 o'clock. It was kind of interesting that this is the third cruise I've been on, and always it seems like the wait to get on the ship is like forever. Like, you wait in these long fucking lines, you have luggage with you, you're just sweating your ass off because, you know, you're getting on in some city, you know, where it's warm to begin with. And it was like the entire time we were in Tampa, it was like mid 80s or higher. So we get to this port, like I said, right about at 1 o'clock. And we were on the ship by like 1:15.
Damn. That's
cool.
Yeah, it was amazing, like how quick they were. On the other end of things, well, like when I tell you about like us getting off the ship, that's where the wait was.
Nice.
Just some notes about the cruise. It was kind of interesting. They had a really incredibly creepy cruise director. The best way I could describe him was a cross between Chris Elliott and Pee Wee Herman.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he was good at what he did. I mean, he was entertaining in some respects, but man, kind of strange. So like you would expect him to show up on an episode of that TV show with Chris Matthews.
Oh, nice. Catch like a Predator or whatever.
Yes.
Which is funny. He wasn't a predator, but he got caught beaten off in a movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, like you never did that, Dylan.
I have not.
That doesn't sound very convincing.
I have not.
There you go.
What he's not telling you about when that happened is he was actually watching Magic Mike XL.
Oh!
XL, is that the sequel?
I think it might be.
It's either XL or like XXL or something, I don't know.
So yeah. That is a weird combination of just being like, oh, yeah, that's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah, it really was kind of like that. I was trying to think of a way to describe it to kind of give you like that visual, and that's the best I could come up with. If you saw the guy and you saw like, and I'll say he wasn't a comedian, but if you saw his act, you would go, yeah.
So it just kind of like, just like kind of weird and uncomfortable.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll never run into that guy.
Well, you never know. Next year, when we're January 2017, he could be the cruise director on our cruise.
He could be.
That'll be awesome. I'll tell you what. All kidding aside, I think I'd like to meet Paul Rubens. I think he'd be a very interesting guy to talk to.
I wouldn't mind meeting Chris Elliott.
I wouldn't mind meeting him either, but if I had a choice out of the two.
Watch, Chris Elliott's going to listen to this podcast and get his feelings really hurt.
He can come on and convince us differently if he wants.
I would say Paul Rubens might be the more entertaining of the two.
Yeah, but I don't know. Well, whatever.
I mean, I love Chris Elliott. I think he's hilarious. I just think that, I could be wrong, but I think Paul Rubens would have some pretty damn interesting stories.
The interviews and the stuff I've heard of Paul Rubens, I've been vastly entertained by stuff that I've heard from him. I think he was on the Nerdist like sometime last year, and it was a really good interview.
In fact, I don't know if you guys watch Gotham at all.
I do.
I don't.
He's supposed to be on there as the Penguin's father.
Oh, really? Oh God.
That makes sense. Well, they kind of look like each other.
Yeah, I think that'll work real good. I don't know. Being a huge Batman fan, I mean, the first season was pretty good, and I can deal with the inconsistencies and the different timeline and all that stuff for continuity or whatever, but I don't know, this season is kind of...
You mean continuity?
Yeah, that too. I don't know, this season to me is kind of seems to went sideways. I'm not really digging the new villain guy.
I haven't watched it,
Galavan?
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I've always felt like I've always like kind of gotten Paul Rubens. I guess it was just because I drew comparisons between Pee Wee Herman and Mr. Bean for some reason. So I always kind of lumped Paul Rubens and Rowan Atkinson together. And then I always got Rowan Atkinson and Tony Shalhoub mixed up. So to me, like the three of those guys are like the same person.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's
it's so weird, right?
So kind of like Lawrence Fishburne and Samuel Jackson.
Oh, you remember that? That was on the news. Who were they here? Was it Sam Jackson or Larry Fishburne?
I think it was Fishburne, but I can't remember.
No, I think it was Sam Jackson. They asked him about being in The Matrix, and they're just like, he's like, I wasn't in The Matrix. I don't remember, but that was funny, whoever it was.
Yeah, he got anyway. Pretty pissed off, animated, all that good stuff. But
yeah. Oh yeah,
I don't know how you could just like combine all those three. I'm back on the previous three. wow.
Yeah, Mr. crazy, Bean and
that's really fucking crazy, dude.
Go figure. Anyway.
Yeah. One of the things, and this is gonna sound really incredibly fucking hacky, like the hacky comedy bits that you hear about cruise ships. But I'm going to kind of take it in a different direction, is the food. You always hear about the food on these cruise ships, well, right?
Usually fantastic.
Well, right. And I don't have any complaints myself. I really enjoyed the food. I liked what I had. I don't find myself to be hugely educated about everything. But fuck, man, I get annoyed at people. And it doesn't take much to do that, but man, I just wish I couldn't believe some of the gluttony I saw and some of the reading comprehension that I didn't see on this ship. And I'll get into this because it's going to sound like I'm just crying or ranting, but I got to see what you guys think about this. They have, obviously, you're sailing on these ships and you're going to these islands or you're going to these ports, and you're going to have some days where you're not actually in a port. So they're called sea days. Makes sense, right? And they offer some activities during these sea days that they don't offer in port because they're trying to, have stuff for people to do. So they have a really nice brunch each of the sea days on the ship. We go to this Sunday brunch, and we just get seated randomly with seven or eight other people, I think, at this big, huge table. And we're chit-chatting with them, and we order our food and all that, and all that's hunky-dory, and, all of a sudden, we're eating, and I look across at this one woman, and she's eating, like, Eggs Benedict or something like that. And then I look across again, and she's having Belgian waffles. And like within like maybe 5 to 10 minutes. And then I look again, and this is when we're wrapping up our meal and everything. And she's eating like a huge stack of pancakes.
Hmm.
I'm like, where in the fuck is this woman putting all this food?
She got a hollow leg.
Apparently. Dude. And it wasn't like this was one instance of this. This was like a common theme, like the entire cruise. I was just seeing these people just, I mean, mountains of food that they were eating, like in the dining room too. Like even some of the people that we sat with in the dining room, that my wife actually works with a few of the people that sat with us, but they weren't the ones doing this, but there was a few other people there just eating like way more food than, I mean, they must have had like a fucking tapeworm or something. Holy shit, dude, I've never seen people eat so much. It was just crazy.
Well, like I was gonna say, like, Mike, you know, you and I and Jim too, we all certainly enjoy our food a lot.
Sure.
You know, and like we eat some pretty hearty and rather big meals at times, you know, the garbage plates in Rochester, or those very big sandwiches we had one time
in New Jersey. Like McDonald's, yeah.
Yeah. But like, and I'm a pretty big eater myself. Like I'll help myself to a second plate depending on what it is. But like, sure. I don't know if I could down Eggs Benedict and like a Belgian waffle. I'm good with Eggs Benedict.
Yeah.
That's food right there.
Now I could totally, like, if I ate and I was hungry and that's, you know, you can get anything you want to eat, I would totally grab something else or whatever, but I don't know if I could even eat that much. But what kind of the gluttony that I seen the one time I went on a cruise was, and I didn't realize this because it was my first cruise, was you are allowed to eat as much as you want, whatever you want.
Sure.
So dinner the one night, this guy, I think it was like the second, maybe third night, you know how they pair you up with people, and mm-hmm. they switched us or something. I don't remember what the full details were, but anywho, like you have like three entrees to pick from, say. He orders all three, and they bring it, and then he's like, yeah, I don't want these two. Take them away. This is the one I'm going to eat. And I was like, what?
Oh, that's disrespectful.
We had a similar instance kind of at our table where this woman that was eating with us, she was kind of new to the cruising thing, and she would hold on to the menu, and she would order like an entree, and if she didn't like it, she would go back to the menu and go, okay, bring me one of those too. And
but why not just order something you're going to like?
Well, that's the thing is I don't know if it's like a lack of education and knowing what stuff is, or maybe wanting to try stuff that you've never had.
Well, that I can kind of understand in a way. Maybe instead of ordering the entree, say, can you, you know, I don't need a whole entree, but can you like, you know, I want the, you know, steak entree or whatever, but you know, shark's on the menu. I don't need a whole shark entree. Can you bring me a piece of shark?
Right.
Know, something. Not. Don't order both. But I don't know.
Yeah. Like I mean.
But I'm sorry. If you don't like crab, don't be like, oh, I want the king crab leg entree. You know.
Right. Right. I mean, there was even one night like where like we went to that brunch. Actually, that day that we went to the brunch, I ended up hitting up this. I'm trying to think of what they had. They had something on the buffet, and I ended up hitting it up like middle of the day or so. And we had dinner, and I still felt like I had like a huge like filling in my stomach of it. And I was just like, I'm not hungry. I don't even feel remotely hungry. And I had very little. Like I think I had like an appetizer, and then I tried a little bit of an entree. I didn't even have dessert, which is weird. Because their desserts are usually pretty fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's usually what I'll order multiples of.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm so not a dessert guy.
So that was kind of weird. But that was like a common theme throughout the cruise. Like either people just ordering massive amounts of food. Like they've been going hungry at home for like the last month. And just I couldn't believe it. And then there's
maybe
this
that's
other...
How they paid for the cruise. They're like, just starve ourselves now. We'll be eating in 3 weeks.
Maybe. I don't know. Just fucking strange. So the other instance that occurred with a passenger that we encountered, what they were ordering and no awareness level of what they were ordering. Like they would read the menu and go, I will have this, and not understand that if the menu says that this is a mango soup and it describes it as a chilled creamed mango soup, that means it's going to be cold.
No, did they throw a shit fit?
They were like, we don't want this. This is awful. This is cold.
It read says the goddamn it on the fucking menu.
It says that it's fucking chilled. It just drove me up the wall. It was shit like that. The same person ordered stuffed mushrooms one night and didn't realize what stuffed mushrooms would look like.
So what did they think it was going to look like?
I don't know, dude. Dude, this was the stuff that I was just like, it was driving me up the wall.
Yeah, see, like, something like that, like, I know I don't like mushrooms. I wouldn't order them. You know, I just... No, if I was with you guys and you guys are like, dude, I know you don't like mushrooms, but here, take a sliver of this. It's to die for. I'd try it, but, you know...
You still know what a mushroom is, let alone a stuffed mushroom.
Right, exactly.
So the fucked up thing is, right, so we're sitting at this long table. It's in the diner, mind you. So, like, you order something, the waiter comes out with it and reaches over you and puts it down on the table in front of you. And they're dead to rights, dead on. They bring out the correct stuff to the right person every time, every night. They do this with this woman. She looks at it and goes, I don't think this is what I ordered.
Unbelievable.
And I'm sitting across from her, and I'm like, well, what'd you order? She's like, the mushrooms. I was like, those are the mushrooms. I ordered them too. She goes, I don't think this is right. She grabs off the plate of the person sitting next to her. I'm not joking.
Did she know this person?
Yes.
Okay.
Like an alligator.
Oh my God, that'd be fucked up.
Dude, I've seen like, give me that shit, man.
Like an alligator fritter. Which is basically like a fried ball with alligator meat in it.
Tastes like chicken.
It does.
I think I've had alligator and I think it tastes kind of really like gamey and kind of not good.
I ate it when I was very young, but I will never eat it again because they're like one of my favorite animals. So.
And they also taste nothing like mushrooms.
Well, that is definitely sure because an alligator and a mushroom are two very different things.
Indeed. Indeed they are.
But apparently this woman.
Yeah.
Was just like, this is a mushroom. No, it's an alligator.
So you can imagine how much this drove me up the wall.
Yeah.
Were you in you watched How I Met Your Mother, didn't you?
Yeah.
Were you and Liz communicating like Marshall and Lily used to?
No, we would just like wait till after dinner and just go, what the fuck?
Did they use like hand signals?
No, they would just look at each other.
It was kind of like telepathy.
Yeah.
Oh, because one of my coworkers, when we have started developing like hand signals for certain people that come in the store, like this one guy who calls almost every day and orders a pound of turkey from the deli at my store. And his name's Chuck. And he's been doing this for, like, as long as I've worked there. And he's kind of obnoxious, and, like, he got a discount once, and he just always thinks he gets a discount, so we kind of have to appease him. And he never buys anything else. We make, like, literally no money off of him. So he comes in one day, and I see him, and he comes up to the register, and, like, he's an older dude, and, like, he's kind of, like, he's not, like, fat, but he's, like, a bigger guy. And he just stands in front of the register and, like, slaps his hands on his, like, stomach, and just stands there rubbing his stomach for like a good 20 seconds. And I'm like, this is a little uncomfortable, Buck.
You should have started doing it too.
No, I didn't want to because I was like, okay. So I told this guy who works in the cheese shop, and I told him that, and he got a good chuckle out of it. So I just go like this. I said, you know what? Every time he calls or I see him, I'm just going to grab my stomach and rub my belly, and that's how you know he's here. So now I'll be in the store and he'll look over me and he'll be like, hey Dylan, and he'll like put like a one finger up on his head and then sort of like a like open up his palm like a chicken, so it looks like the head of a chicken, and then rub his stomach. I'm like, oh, 1 pound of turkey for Chuck. It's just like we started having these little hand things. I don't know. It's fun. I think it's fun.
I'm abused by your abusement of it.
The weirdest people come into my store, but whatever. Probably not as weird as the cruise people, though.
Oh, but wait, there's more. This cruise went to the Cayman Islands, and then it went to Cozumel. We'll talk about the Caymans first. We didn't really do all that much there because the weather was kind of shitty. But we got off the ship and we went and we did some shopping and, you know, bought some souvenirs. I had a beer. It was fun. We had a good time. We get back on the ship and we decide, hey, you know what? It's we had some lunch. It's kind of quiet. Why don't we go to the back of the ship? They have this adult only section and they have a couple hot tubs back
ooh.
There.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, getting steamy with the Crandalls.
Yeah, no.
well, you did mention hot tubs.
All right.
Gonna get in the hot tub. Gonna make me sweat.
But you realize this is in like a public place, so there's not much happening beyond we're just sitting there enjoying.
Mike, I know.
Okay.
So it's not like brown chicken, brown cow.
Don't take me so literally.
No, that's the fun part of it.
Okay.
So we go back to the hot tub, and apparently there was a bunch of other people that had the same idea, which is fine.
And then we saw that woman who ordered the mushrooms but didn't want them.
No, we saw some other people there.
Oh no.
And
there was a new strange group of people.
God, dude, this the people on this ship. I don't know if it was because it was the previous ones we went on were longer cruises, so maybe the clientele was a little bit higher end. I don't want to be mean, but oh my God, dude, there was some fucking pieces of work on this ship.
They should do like not like the people of Walmart. They should really do like the people of cruises now.
They probably do somewhere.
This kind of sounds like an 80s movie. Like relatively normal couple goes on a cruise and just encounters strange people.
I'm glad you said relatively normal.
Yeah.
<Thanks. laughs> No, hot tub time machine.
Yeah.
Hot tub.
Well, no, cruise. I'm thinking for like planes, trains, and automobiles, but on a cruise. And with like a lot of John Candies.
So we end up going back into this area. And
wait a minute. Whoa, wait. What? Why John Candy?
Because Steve Martin was the straight man.
Okay.
I'm saying all like right. a lot of characters like John Candy, not like a lot gotcha. Of John Candy. You know what I mean? You're probably shocked I've even seen that movie.
I can, actually am.
But... I'm a little surprised. They have this adult-only area with like a couple of hot tubs back there. And we go back there and we hang out for a little bit like on some chairs because the hot tubs are actually like tremendously full of people. Like they're probably enough where you could fit like maybe 6 to 8 people in them. And both of the hot tubs they have back there have like 10 to 12 people in them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's like the watering hole when it starts drying up.
What?
Like, you ever see, like, in those nature documentaries when the water holes start drying up and all the animals are just like, we gotta get in here.
Okay. No, but I gotcha.
Sure.
you guys never watched Animal Planet growing up?
Nope.
Okay, must have been a thing for me.
Yep.
All right, well, hopefully the younger demographic finds that funny. Anyway.
Oh, we found it funny.
Yeah, but not for the right reasons.
Yes. So we get into this hot tub, and you naturally just start talking to the people that are, you know, wherever the common area that you are at on these ships, you just start kind of wanting to talk to the people that are there.
Right.
You know, just to kind of, you know, see how their experience has been, see what they're doing, see what's going on in their, life, you know, whatever. We encounter these couple of guys and they're just pounding drinks. And I don't know how much awareness level you have of this on cruise ships, Dylan, but drinks range like $8 and up per drink.
So not cheap.
Not cheap.
And they're like the one thing you have to pay for, right?
Right.
Really, yeah. But you can purchase a alcohol drink package from the cruise line now.
Okay.
Where it's $50 per day of the cruise and all you can drink.
You probably spend that much in a day.
But yeah,
it's probably worth it.
There's a 15 drink maximum. So you can only, yeah, it costs you $50 a day and the most amount of drinks that you can order in a given day, and they keep track of it because they like swipe your card. Basically, right. You have like a card that,
yeah.
it's a cashless system on these cruise ships. So yeah. your cash is no good whatsoever on the cruise ship. They swipe your card, indicate how many, in this case, for these guys, how many drinks they've had that day.
So it's like a meal plan.
Kind of, yeah. So we're talking with them and they're talking about that and they're like, yeah, they're like, the one guy is just, he's drinking like scotch on the rocks or something like that, right? So he's getting probably pretty well lit up.
I would imagine so.
Or it was something on the rocks. I don't know what the fuck it was, but he was pounding them like they were going out of style. The other guy goes, I thought about doing something like that. He's like, but I decided on these cans of Foster's.
Ugh.
Like those big ass fucking cans.
Oh, like the Foster. Oil, like the oil cans.
Yes.
That's what we call them at work.
But bear in mind, he's like, I'm getting more bang for my buck out of these. Maybe not.
Like $4 at my store, but
probably no, well, 15 no, on a cruise.
Bear in mind, no, it doesn't matter how much they cost on the cruise ship.
Yeah.
Because he's bought into that package.
Oh, right, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah, fair enough.
In any event, it's a 5-day cruise. He's spending $250.
Yeah.
But the issue that you have is the percentage of alcohol in those things. It's probably what? Like maybe 4.5%?
I'll find out right now.
So his way of thinking is like, okay, yeah, this is 22 ounces of liquid.
But at a much smaller alcohol percentage.
Right.
I'd be drinking mixed drinks all weekend.
Oh, so would I be. If I wanted to spend, you know, almost $300 on, you know.
So was it Foster's? This stupid question. Was it the lager or was it like the ale? Or does it matter?
I think it's a lager, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, I've seen Foster's lager and Foster's ale. All right, so the lager is 4.9, according to my Untappd shoutouts. We can get another sponsor. Great app, by the way, for beer drinkers. And the ale is at 5.5. So regardless, it's not very strong. It's like your typical, you know, shitty beer.
Not in the least. It's not very strong. So.
But after 10, though.
Yeah, but imagine if you were drinking like 10 Mai Tais or 10, what the fuck?
Scotch on the rocks or
mojitos.
I wouldn't get past probably like two or three of those.
Or mojitos or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've been throwing back the rum drinks from time to time, but.
And bear in mind, you're talking about from the time that you wake up on a given day to the time that you go to bed, which could be a significant amount of time, and you could probably plow through 8 to 10 drinks pretty easily, I bet.
Probably, yeah. And also, what I've noticed when I drink is I tend not to sleep as long.
Sure.
Because the alcohol tends to leave my body, and I'm like, holy shit, I'm awake.
Yeah.
Still, like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. I would just be slamming mixed drinks, though, because Foster's is fucking gross.
Right. Right, and I agree. So we're in the midst of this hot tub talking to those guys. We find out they're actually from Buffalo.
Okay.
Which the one guy is this short little shit guy. He had nothing that sounded like a Buffalo accent. He sounded like he was from the South.
I don't know why, but I instinctively thought you were going to say they were from New Jersey.
Nope.
I just got this vibe.
Nope. They were from Buffalo. In the midst of talking to them, we find out we're sitting there talking and this one short little guy's mother comes out to this area and goes, hey, how was your jet skiing excursion this morning? So this guy is spending all this money. He's on the ship with his mom. I'm presuming at this point I'm filling this whole story in with my own mind that his mom is probably paying for the $50 per day, all you can drink package. She's probably paying for the jet ski excursion. She's probably paying for the cruise. And he looks like he's probably like in his 30s. So I'm coming up with this whole backstory in my mind of this guy. he looks sheepishly at her and goes, "We didn't make it. We were too drunk last night." I can't remember what the fuck his name is, so we'll just call him Donnie. Donnie, that excursion was $100 a person.
Oh my God.
Yes.
So Jim, when you go on the cruise with Kathy, don't get shit faced because she might yell at you in the same way.
Nice.
Yes, because that is the that's the thing I'm looking to see happen the most.
She might call you James.
Maybe.
Oh boy.
Does Liz ever call you Michael?
Rarely.
That's pretty funny.
Rarely. And it's normally if I call her Elizabeth first is when that occurs.
Is it usually just out of jest?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured.
Does anybody ever call you Delone?
Yeah, actually a lot of people do call me Delone. The cheese guy that I work with refers to me as Dilione, which I'm like, okay.
Dilione, huh.
That's his nickname for me. Or Loverboy.
Very Italian.
Us. Yeah, well,
ooh, I like Loverboy.
A lot of people think I'm Italian. Loverboy? I don't know.
I think of that movie about the pizza delivery guy.
Oh, that was a good flick.
Yeah, that's what I think of.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a movie called Loverboy.
Does it feature Loverboy?
I don't believe so.
No, I don't think so.
Doesn't have everybody's working for the weekend?
No.
Which until recently, I've never understood the meaning of that song. Until
you
recently.
Realize, oh, like
you recently figured out what the meaning of that movie was, or that the name of that song was?
No, I always got it. It's just it never really struck home with me until recently.
Oh, okay.
We just say it at work because we always do work for the weekend. Like, you know, literally work, like, on the weekend.
Right.
Okay, so they weren't the only characters in this hot tub.
Dude, you could, like, literally create a sitcom out of what you're talking
about. Or at least a movie.
So, the description I put down, I wrote notes, like, on my iPhone of, like, these encounters. So, like, the guys that I told you about, they were the $50 per day, all you can drink, guys. And then I put so drunk yesterday, they missed their shore excursion today. The next entry is just, it's four words. Sun-baked leather women.
Oh.
Yeah.
The catcher's mitts.
Yes. And if you thought those two guys that I was talking about were drunk, holy shit, these two women were probably about 25 years older than them and drunk off their fucking asses. And the one woman just kept screaming out to anybody who would listen, "Hey, it's my birthday," over and over and over again, to the point where we ended up getting out of the hot tub because of them. They were that awful.
Sound awful.
It probably wasn't even her birthday.
It probably was not. Yeah, so, I mean, not a whole lot of story about them, just that they were annoying as fuck. The next day after that, we went to Cozumel, Mexico, where we visited a part of Dylan's homeland.
Oh, Salvador.
We took a little video. We posted it up on facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
I like that you were so explicit. Like you're like, Liz is drunk.
Oh, so was I. I was fucking shit-faced, dude.
I know, but you're just like, Liz is drunk. You made such a point about it. I'm like, okay. Although I will admit, your wife is very funny when she's thrown back quite a few.
Oh, yeah.
She's very funny. Oh, she's very funny, period. But she's very funny when she's thrown back a few drinks.
I mean, we had a great time. We went to this beach resort that was all-inclusive. And it was gorgeous. That day we had beautiful weather. The view was amazing. They just plied us with drinks the whole day. I was drinking margaritas pretty much from 11:30
margaritas.
11:30 till about 5 PM. Oh, and then we started doing shots at about 4:30, which was dangerous.
So this was just like a not beer weekend for you.
Well, not until we got back to Tampa. I did have one. I had a craft beer on the Cayman Islands, Cayman Brewing Company. They had one called the Mango Tango.
I saw that.
It was really good. It was very fruity, very refreshing. But
Mike, do you take your margaritas frozen or on the rocks?
Oh fuck, on the rocks, man.
Yeah. Okay. Never cool. Frozen. I'm not a big fan of frozen.
But yeah, so it was just this all-inclusive resort we went to. We took a fun little video, you know, saying hi to Dylan in his homeland. So we were there, man. We both got burned to a crisp, even though we put sunblock on. You know, that's what happens. So we got back to the port area, and this port area was huge, just like huge amounts of shopping. I mean, all sorts of shit, you know. And we brought some stuff home, you know.
Did they try to braid your hair?
No.
Your beautiful hair.
I know. Nobody offered to braid it.
I'm shocked nobody offered.
Yeah. Maybe they're afraid of me. I mean, it's gotta look like Godzilla comes through town
Godzilla? You probably are a lot taller than, you know, Latino people. Latino people are kinda short.
Dude, yeah. You're like 8 feet taller than them probably.
So we're all like 3 inches tall. Yeah, it is like Godzilla coming to town.
Okay, so yeah, so we're walking through these shops and we're, you know, looking at shirts and we'd like to get it's a bit of an odd thing, but we like to get Christmas ornaments from everywhere we go.
Okay.
And, just something that exemplifies the town or the place that we've gone to. You know, we got them from all over the place. So we found some ones there, and we're walking through this one souvenir shop, and we're looking at, do you know what sugar skulls are, Dylan?
Do you know what?
Do you know what sugar skulls are?
Yes.
Okay. So we were looking at a bunch of those, and we were just trying to find one because we were going to bring one home, and we're going to, you know, that table that we have in our, like our living room where we hang out all sorts. Yeah. We were going to put one up on there somewhere. We just wanted something decorative, you know, we thought that would be neat to put up. And we like skulls anyway. We think they're kind of neat.
Skulls are very cool.
So we found one of those in this shop and we're like, all right, we'll get this. And they had some magnets and shit like that. And we're going to buy all this stuff. And I walk past this shelving unit and I do like a double take and I look and I'm like, are those what the fuck I think they are? And I look below this shelf and they have like some animals made out of like ceramic or rock or something, right? And I look back up at the shelf and I'm like, fuck, those are what they are. They had, the best way I can describe them are these huge ceramic or stone cocks.
Walrus cocks.
No, they looked like human cocks.
Huh.
Just big dicks made out of stone.
But, I mean, the diameter or girth, if you will, was probably Red Bull can.
So the drunk chick saying it was her birthday bought some.
I have no idea if they did, but they were also kind of sort of anatomically correct in the sense that they had holes at the tips of them.
Was it an incense holder?
I don't know what the fuck they were, Dylan. I don't know what they were used for.
That'd be amazing if it was an incense holder.
I don't know. Curiously enough, they were 2 for $12.
You should have bought some and then inspected them later.
That could have been a bit on the live cast.
Well, you know,
that would have been a good gift for Dylan for like Christmas or something.
Maybe. Like
a gag gift?
You know,
no, I figured you'd use it.
Hindsight, yeah, maybe that would have been cool.
I want How? That written in stone somewhere. Yeah, maybe it would have been cool.
Well, to get them for you, as a gag gift. I can't imagine what they were for or what their usage was. Well, I mean, I could imagine what some people might use them for, But I'll post a picture of them on our Facebook page.
So this was in Mexico, right?
This was in Cozumel, yeah.
I mean, I might live to regret this, but, like, what would I Google? Like, Mexican
dick Mexican statue? Penis.
Well, you know what I'm thinking about is, say I did buy one of these to bring home for Dylan, Jim.
They go through your luggage at customs.
Well, no, even worse than that. What the fuck do I put on the customs form?
Giant dick.
Big stone dick.
I mean, seriously. I mean, what in the hell do I put on that customs form to describe what I am bringing home from Mexico? Because yeah, you gotta itemize everything that you know, everything that you purchase.
I'm not gonna pursue my Google search of Mexican dick.
Well, I'll tell you what, I just sent you guys the picture, so you can take a look at the Mexican.
Oh, okay, dicks. Okay. So I'm glad you at least took a picture of it.
Oh, fuck yeah, I did. Oh, and you just saw the picture.
Oh, those are dicks.
So, I mean, and they got holes in the tops of them.
Okay, so you got, like, cats? Like, dolphins?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are totally... Are you sure they weren't, like, bongs?
Dude, I didn't pick them up and examine them.
I think they might be incense holders. No, they can't... The hole's too big. Those things are fucking gigantic.
Look at the ones on the far right.
I know, looking at
I mean, and for two for $12, how could you pass that up?
Pretty easily.
Are they based off of a sculpt?
Well, you know, I did do some modeling work in Mexico a few years ago.
You needed to make a few bucks or a few pesos.
A few pesos. Yeah.
Oh my god, those are dicks.
Dylan has said that three times now. Yeah,
there's no mistaking it. It just, I like how the balls are the stand. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. But why?
Parquet.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was basically the end of our souvenir shopping. Like, I saw those, I snapped that quick picture off, and saw some cool wrestling Mexican wrestling masks, took some pictures of those. Yeah, man, they had some cool ones, like superhero ones and some NFL football ones. It was pretty neat. That was basically it for Cozumel. You know, we did, you kind of get into a routine, you know, you go to dinner and then you figure out, okay, well, what's going on entertainment wise on these cruise ships, you know, on a given evening? What do we want to do? Do we want to go to like a comedy show? Do we want to go see they have like shows with like the dancers and singers, like in the big auditorium on the ship. You can go check that out. You know, there's a lot of different things you can do. They also have karaoke.
Karaoke?
No, karaoke. We're being politically correct today on this podcast, Dylan.
No, we're not.
Wow.
Wow.
We just talked about dicks.
Well, that's what they were.
They were dicks.
But whatever.
Well, what's the Mexican word for dick? Should I use that? So, I mean, because they were in Mexico?
No, I'm... whatever.
What?
No, I was talking about your funny pronunciation of karaoke. It was always karaoke.
I've never said that on this podcast.
You've
I'm offended.
You've got me there.
Are you offended a little, Jim?
Just a tiny bit. I feel very uncomfortable right now.
You guys fucking suck. You guys suck those fucking Mexican dicks.
Isn't it pinche?
No, it's pine. Or penne or something like that.
That's pasta.
That's pasta.
You know what? Fuck you guys. I'm getting another beer.
Stay tuned for part two where Dylan talks about dicks.